here's a story from The World.
The economic crisis gripping Cuba appears to have no end in sight. Food shortages, blackouts, and a lack of jobs are driving hundreds of thousands of Cubans away from the island. For the ones returning to help family members, it is tough to see what's happening. Cuban filmmaker Armando Guerra is based in Spain, but knows well what the Cuba of today is like. He's originally from the city of Camagüey and teamed up with reporter Jerry Haddon to bring us this story of an island in crisis. Their account begins in Spain.
Armando and I met years ago in Havana. Today we make documentary films together. I'm in Barcelona, Armando in Valencia. That's where he was last month as he prepared to visit his family.
It's a rainy day here in Valencia, and it's at 9 Celsius. But in 2 days, I'll be in Havana, Cuba. And then I'll take a car and drive for 8 hours to come away to central Cuba. Can't wait to see my mom, my dad. Can't wait to hug them all.
One thing about Cubans going home to visit, they can't show up empty-handed. There's always a scarcity of something on the island. Cuba's isolated, a socialist country largely shunned by global markets. So today, Armando's driving to his local supermarket with a list.
We Cubans get a list from our family every time we visit the island. Hey, we need a little radio for your grandfather. Or so-and-so needs notebooks. This time, however, the list is very different. My mom and my dad, the only thing they wanted was food, just normal food.
Armando's family isn't poor by Cuban standards, mainly because Armando's been helping them for years. But today's food shortages are hitting everyone.
So I think I have all the list. I have all the powdered milk, about 6 kilograms, which is about 60 liters, tuna cans, sausages, olive oil, some small medical kits, hygiene items in general, and, believe it or not, toilet paper. There's no toilet paper in Cuba at the moment.
Armando ends up filling 2 extra suitcases with the staples, then boards his flight. In Havana, he rents a car for his trip. It's stuffed with supplies, but he stops at a farmer's stall on the highway. Just to grab something fresh, some fruit, some tomatoes, onions. He drops about $12. Not a lot if you're in New York, Berlin, or Madrid, but here...
That was almost 2,000 pesos. My mother's pension is 1,500 pesos, and I just blew it. In a bunch of bananas, some garlic, onions, and 2 pounds of tomato and a cabbage.
Back on the crumbling highway, Armando passes hundreds of hitchhikers. It's how most people without cars move around. They don't even have to put their thumbs out. Armando stops for 2 women.
Hola, ¿qué tal? Sí, voy a Camagüey, sí.
¿Suban?
Sí. ¿Suban, por favor?
They ask Armando if he's headed for Camagüey. Yes, he says, climb in. One of the women, Leani, is a doctor. She's traveling with her mother.
Sí. Menos mal, porque con todas las cosas que están sucediendo.
¿Qué están pasando?
Lucky you stopped, says Leani, what with all the stuff that's happening. What, Armando asks. All the kidnapping, she tells him, people being killed. Cuba's a tightly controlled society, but crime has been going up as people become more desperate. Leani tells Armando, please don't pick up any more hitchhikers. It's too dangerous.
¿Y el salario está bien o no alcanza todavía?
How are your salaries, Armando asks. I'm earning 2,200 pesos a month, says Leani. She doesn't want to give her last name, as doctors need government permission to speak with reporters. 2,200 pesos is about $13. I bake cakes on the side, Leani says, to survive. As long as the work is honorable, she says, and I don't have to kill, steal, or sell my body, I'll do it.
Encantado.
Muchas gracias.
Cuídense mucho. No, para nada.
Armando drops off the women, exchanges contact information. They wish him a nice visit with his family. A few minutes later, he's nearly there.
It's incredible. I still know every corner of the city. It's always exciting to be back, honestly. But all the news from the last 2 years make me worry about my mom and dad here. In their old age, when things are supposed to be simpler, it's the opposite in Cuba. I'm 1 block away from home. 100 meters from... Oh, my dad is sitting on a chair. My dad is sitting on a chair outside.
Hey!
Hey!
Armando Guerra there greeting his family in Camagüey, Cuba, where food, gas, even medical supplies are in short supply. Tomorrow on The World, reporter Jerry Haddon brings us the reality on the ground for the Guerras and other Cubans during what may be the island's worst economic crisis in 40 years. Join us tomorrow for that here on The World. From PRX.